Okay, so tonight I want to begin with a piece from Rabbi Elimelech Biederman. Also some beautiful stories that he brings down. So, so first of all, Isur B'Zohar HaKodesh. V'tana havet nohi alayla that evening, kiyoma t'kufas t'tamuz. That evening was as bright as the time of Tammuz, v'chama kol amadino k'dekudish baruch hu. The oso halayla, hayahar meyer k'tzare hayom k'tkufas Tammuz, it was as bright as the time in Tammuz, v'roch ala amaz dino sh'kudish baruch hu m'mitzrayim, so they were able to see what the Kudish baruch hu were doing in Mitzrayim. T'chsev v'layla k'yom yayir k'chashecha k'ora. V'yafla dar darim, and even for many generations, for our time, Meir lano kadosh baruch hu b'layla hazeh b'ruach v'geshem, we can still have the same art, we can still have the same light, the nes of Mitzrayim, even in today. Emnon, however, l'zeh nisrach eza hachana, you have to do mechon, you have to prepare yourself. Kefi shehimshil ha'avodas Yisrael, d'chadei, Lihinos me or Hashemesh as a reches bekaniot sorech liftoch tchila shari teloseha bechalunosa. It's just like in a house. If you want to appreciate the sun, you have to open up the windows, you have to open up the shades. Sheimi yustumun losuchal hachamelus orch labayas. Viechelko bein haksilim hahochim bechoshachas v'shalom. So you'd be like fools walking in. It's sunny outside, you want to enjoy the sun, but you have these shades, and it's dark in the house, and you can't appreciate it. Hachinami l'adam l'hachadis atzom b'me'od mo'ed, l'ftoach d'lesos v'chalonos libo k'dei sheyuchal l'kabalas ha'or ha'gadol ha'meir l'aretz l'adorim aleha b'zeh ha'layla. So too, we have to prepare. We have to prepare ourselves. And how do you prepare yourselves? So look at the footnote, just the beginning. It's a beautiful little idea or something to think about. Back to Aleph. Kvar hemshilu leman dehusha avasa nefasha lemodas razei Torah sachulant. Give an example. He gives many, many beautiful stories, Rabbi Elimelech. Someone who wants to learn how to make chulant. V'yelech el hamumcha hagadah v'lomim b'piv ka'ar b'myom is called halhechol sachulant b'chol proteo b'tekteo. So he went to an expert. He figured out how to make the most beautiful chulant. Kama melech v'kama shum, right? How many onions, how many garlic, how much garlic, how much salt. Kama basa v'kama bundalach. K'mishasayim nivchan alpeh v'kibo t'uda hami'ida amumcha yosav. So he's finished. He gives him a whole certification. Mishabala Basuk of Ahigiya Erov Shabbat Samul Bene Habayas Nu Heranakocha Hichanis the Base of Mivashlim Bahamidlona Chulant Gedas Vidin. So that's what you can do. Make the chulant for us. Behigiya Yom Hashabbas Kodesh Kvar Asu Psicha Lesir Hachulant. So it comes on Shabbos, they walk in, Vihine Recho, Harav, Hadocha, Nodaf, Lemercha Merchakim. Disgusting. Absolutely, I can't handle this. Bavusha's panim azav as hashulchan. He was embarrassed. He left the table. Himtana kalos nefasho. The yitzias gimel kochavim ketanim beinonim. He couldn't wait to the end of the day. As soon as Shabbos is over, miyeh lebeis rabba. He goes to his teacher. V'ko amar yilamdenu rabbeinu ma chotasi sherechu v'tamash ha'chulim lo ha'yiroi afilu l'maykel ha'behemis. This chulim was so bad that even an animal couldn't eat it. What did I do wrong? Sabira hara be'omek lifnim be'omek, atchehotzi mimena hoda be'mitzah she'es hakeder lokach mimakom hakederos hamutun afos. He said, "Well, you finally figured it out. You took a dirty chillin' pot from last week. Ukederizu mala ha'isa b'shiyare chillin' d'shtake gavar olu behem kashmosh mecha. You know, it was with bugs in it." So Anadomim says, that's what I said. That's what I understand. You want to appreciate the aura of Pesach. You want to appreciate the Geula. Anadomim im niga shel chag ha-Pesach mitoch eishas lavas avalon enakas atzmeinim shiyare hatinov shehiyu bo arata Matam Reich Ra Yeshbo. You have to begin prior to Pesach, and we'll see a beautiful piece from the Nesivas Shalom. You have to begin prior to Pesach, preparing yourself for Pesach. Not only through learning the Haggadah, learning the Halachas, but prepare to we start with the Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah is the Hachana. Parshas Parah is the beginning of the change. You're getting ready to go into Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What do you have to do? You have to be Matahar yourself. You have to be Matahar yourself of all the wrong Makshavos. And that takes time. It's not something which happens overnight. And that's the same idea over here, what the Zohar is trying to say. So he's saying that when this is Hachana, you have to prepare yourself. And then he goes on, he brings a story from the Satmar Rebbe who refused to meet with people who felt that weren't preparing themselves for, for Pesach. You turn the page. All right, we don't have to go through that story, but let's continue. So the Imre Yemes, and those of you, if you remember in Beitza, this is a beautiful, beautiful idea. It's the same idea, in Gemara Beitza, and it starts off with the Beitza Shenolad. So there are four reasons that are given in the Gemara of why it's also to eat the egg. Well, first answer is Muktzah. It's Nolad. The third and the fourth answer is the Gezerah. Two different Gezerahs, the Rabbanim. And the second one is called Hachana de Rabba. What is Hachana de Rabba? That any egg that's born today was completed yesterday. So comes the Imre Emes. And meaning, so the problem is, if you have Shabbos and Yontov next to each other, so if the egg is born on Yontov, on Sunday, let's say, that means it was completed on Shabbos, and Shabbos was Mechin for Yom Tov. So the Imre Emes says, Kol Beitzah to Mishyalda Ha'idna Me'es Ma'garmala. Whatever egg is born today, it was finished yesterday. Ki Kidei She'yizka Adam Shachen Tigmar Ha'Beitzah V'tava L'Tachlisa Yesh Lo Hiyos Muchan Mezuma Me'es Ma'garmala. So it's just what happens on Yom Tov, it has to be completed, but he's bringing a beautiful idea from this. You see that even the egg, a simple thing like an egg, it's in order for you to enjoy it today, it had to be completed yesterday. So too we have to prepare ourselves. Hazmanim Eilu Hem Litzu B'Shem Rav HaKodesh HaChidush HaYarim. The first Gera Rebbe. Ma Dekai Melon, Aydit Detride L'Mithla L'Bala. Another beautiful idea, every rabbi is very, very busy during this time of year. How do you do Hagolas Kalim? How do you Kasha Kalim? So, but there is a notion of Kabbalah Kach Polto, the way you, the amount of or how the treif or the tarfus or the basa b'chala, whatever it is, how it came into the kli is how you were going to remove it. But there's also another idea that as long as something is being polite, as long as you put a pot in and the water is taking out, is excreting out the tarfus, it can't take in the tarfus. So that's the idea. I did the treaty le mifla lo bala. As long as you're involved in getting rid of the treif, getting rid of the tumor, getting rid of whatever was wrong inside this clean, you don't have to worry about bringing in more. Be'ez ha'golas kelim shabalu tam iser. Ein omim shakli chozer baleya tam iser. In other words, halachically, this is such a beautiful Hasidic shavar. Halachically, we understand that when you put a pot and you're doing ha'golas kelim, you put it into boiling water. So why don't you say, well, the treif goes from the kli, goes into the water, and then it comes back into you. No, you don't say that. Because as long as the time is going outside, is leaving the kli into the water, it doesn't come into, doesn't go back into it. And that's the same idea. Shenifla l'toch hamayim b'eshu l'olam, dekiva sha'akelim t'rudim l'flod ein b'yadam gam l'vlo b'yotashah. Doesn't return. Ach, l'inyan derech avoda. The same idea when you're doing the avoda sashem. So Amar Harim, Shadvarim Onrim Hagyam Shlifnei Chag HaPesach. Shekol Yehudi Osuk V'Torah L'Dog Es HaChometz. What is the Chometz? What is that? The Yetzirah. That's a famous idea. The Chometz always represents the Yetzirah, and you have to destroy this Yetzirah. The imu mechapesh acha hara kedei leokro ulepolto kolshkin shen belei isachadosh. So as long as you're involved in removing the isa from within, removing the ra from within, more evil will not come in. Nimsa tekishabo lechag hamatzos harehu nakim mekol shemetz aver ra'avom. Vim amru bechag hasukas madach in chag hasukas we say that Rishon Lechesh Ben Avonis, because you were so busy from Yom Kippur until Sukkot, with all the mitzvahs, you didn't have time to do Averis. Kibun de Trudim be mitzvahs, kol shekein b'chag ha-Pesach, sha'oskin b'biyur ha-chometz. It's the same idea when it comes to Pesach. So that's just a haschala. It's a beautiful idea that, in other words, in order for you to appreciate Pesach, in order to appreciate the Geula, one has to prepare. So let's look at the Nesiv HaShalom. Nesiv HaShalom starts off Arla Abra Asa Botkim as HaChomek Zey Ar
Haner. Where are
they? That's the Nesiv HaShalom.
Oh, I see.
Or la'abra asa botkin misachamei se'or haner, the first Mishnah in Psachim, that by a candle you bodek the chamei se'or haner, on the 14th day. Biyur ha'inyin ha'miyuchat shal bedika b'churin u'besadkin, hu'apiban da'amer b'sifrei ha'kodesh ha'inyin chameitz, u'se'or more akor harasha ba'adam. A beautiful idea. Obviously, the whole essence of the Bedikas Chametz is that you shouldn't be over the Yisra by Yirah, by Yimotzeh. So you have to destroy the Chametz from your house. And you see what Shalom does is takes this idea and brings it into the world of Musar, of Hashkafa. Something important to understand about ourselves. And it's a moment, it's a time also of Tshuva. We always associate Tshuva with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But Pesach also is also a zman, it's a zman of tshuva, and it's a different kind of tshuva that we're really looking to eradicate certain midos within us. So he says, "Amanda ga'amar b'sifri hakadoshim she'inyan chometz or mora akor charash ba'adam bebechinas chometz bebechinas or." I'm going to go through this, and it's a magnificent idea. V'yalzen emra ha-mitzvah shal bedika u'biyu u'bitu. Yeish b'chomet k'molchein b'madrekas. He says, look, you have chomet, you have sa'or. This whole idea, just like is in the bedika, and where you're looking, how close you have to look, there are different madrekas of chomet, there are different madrekas of isser, there's a different madrekas of a mischaracter within us. Yeish chomet ha-nira la'ayim b'yadu la'adam. Right, you're going through your house, you could see there are certain things that it's right in front of you. You have to throw out the bread, it's right in front of you. V'yesh chametz she'eino yodua. And then there's chametz, you got to search, you got to find it in the crevices, you got to look behind the books, you got to look behind here. There's not readily apparent to you where it is. Yesh chametz belua, v'yesh chametz no sein tam, v'yesh mashu chametz, right? You have certain chametz that is just absorbed in something else, and then there's a chametz that gives over time, and then there's a chametz that's a mamash a mashu, just a little bit. Shekol elu hadregos yeshnam bekoa chara sheba adam. All of these different madregos, all of these different levels of ra, is found in man. Od yesh bechinas ra hatamen v'chovu me'ayin adam. And there's also a ra, there's also an evil that's hidden. Every day you just came and find it. Sha'alu lichyos kol yomam b'lila das klal mehazadan hatamid b'chobo. You can live an entire life and you don't even realize that it's present in you. V'yalpize yesh davar inyan b'dikas chomeis ha-yisod divrei harav ha-kodesh Rav Mendel mevit psak b'pri ha-aretz klola de milsa shekol adam tzorach mitzarif l'chochma l'tzarif u'lezache kol asagosav. Every person has to be mitzarif, has to bring everything together with his chochma. Midoso v'kolchosav al Hashem. V'lo yismoch b'mashlo avar avera. Very difficult idea. Don't say to yourself, I'm never over an avera. Miyamav. Hare mestama kol kolchosav kishurim bo yisbarach. Shein raya davar. It's not a raya. It's going to be a very deep musa to understand. Ki ulai lo bo li de nisoyam. O machma sha'ad davaru hamunam oso kemo habusha o mashayiyah. There are many reasons why a person isn't over an Isser. Maybe it never came to your ability to be over an Isser. It could be that you live in a certain type of life. It's never, or you're having a great life. You know, a person is very wealthy. There's no reason to be over an Isser of Gezela. There's no reason to be over an Isser of Gedev. You have so much money. Right? Well, why would you go out and take a chance? But what happens if you lost all your money? What happens if you're worried about losing your house, you're worried about paying for the mortgage, you just don't have any money? That's when you're being tested. Maybe then you're going to fall. Maybe then you're going to do an Isser of Gezela. This is a beautiful idea that Rabbi Feldman had mentioned the other day in Young Israel. Very, I had him for dinner Friday night, and I heard the shiur that he said a week before, about the idea of mechiras chametz. He says, mechiras chametz, you shouldn't look at it as a loophole. He wants to come with a different chat. Why do we do the mechiras chametz? Because when you do the mechiras chametz, you're makbit to say, if I touch it, now I'm going to be over in Isser of Gezela. In other words, you put on another Isser on it to protect yourself, not to be over by your raw, by your matzah. That's just, in other words, you'll make sure you're taking this very seriously. He also added to that, also very nice idea, that Mashiach is going to come when we become more Yosha. Right? When people have to be Yosha for it. And this is our way of saying we're so committed to this. So if you didn't have the opportunity, who says that you wouldn't be over the Yisami? Ata mabekashlo over Avera. Im shorash avon atzmo eino nimchak milibo hare koshibo. This character, this character flaw, if it's found inside of you, it could roar its ugly head at any point. Hare hu, v'hainu shemavano averush bepala yesha shorash hara hashorash pora rosh la alana. You can see where he's going with this. If you have this character flaw within you, you don't know when it's going to be realized. Sha'afilu im lo avar miyam of averos b'pol arehu nimsa adayim bikirbo. He never did anything wrong, but if he has that jealousy, if he has that kinna, or he has that sinner within him, uzadona b'chol b'taman b'hu hu kamo shiyyeh. Zeu inyam bir chametz. That's the idea of bir chametz. There's the bedikas chametz. The bedikas chametz is the searching within your own character of to get rid of all of that, the beer, to find the ra, the evil that's within us. Shenyano ubiarto harami kerbecha leva'er eshar she hara shebekerba. Sha'api divrei hakdoshim sha'api aretz. Yitokin shegam tzadik be'erech lo chotami olam harei kashe yala liyoma el yinisbara. When a tzadik, even if it wasn't a chote in this world, shem lo magia lo kol onash avolis hadova sheba avuro yora liyolam. How do you know? Since it's true, you've never been over the avera. But everyone has a purpose when they come into this world. And if you didn't find your purpose, if you weren't metaking the purpose that you were here, lo tikin klal, shahashorish parer rosh leinyan shelamana ki rasa yara liyolam nisha b'tokvah shelo naga b'klal. You didn't accomplish what you were supposed to accomplish in this world. Beautiful idea from Rav Kook. Rav Kook, has said, also, he said that when it comes to, in his Oros HaTshuva, oh, I think it was an idea, I think it was Ainli Mili, I have to be for myself, and I think it's on that, I'm trying to remember where he said this, but basically it was the same idea, is that everyone has their own certain task. Oh, yes, when it comes to Vidui, you say, that's what it was, when it comes to Vidui, Yom Kippur, we say, right when you call Yom Kippur at the end, you say, you know, now that, you know, it's better, now that I realize that I've been born, and now that I'm born, I see even now, I'm still not worth anything that I was born. So Rav Kook explained, what does that mean? It means that Menachem Brick had to be born in this century. Had to be born in this time. This was his time to come into this world. Everyone has a time to come into this world. Your task, everyone has their own particular task. And this is your Zman. And if you don't fulfill that Zman, then you feel the purpose that you came into this world. You have to burn it. You have to get rid of it totally. It's not enough. They call it, I think, what's called to white knuckle, right? I think that's a term in psychology. A person has a certain taiva. So you have to get rid of that taiva. No, I don't get rid of the taiva, but I control it. But that's, I understand it. You do the best you can. Sometimes you can only control the taiva. You just can't get rid of it. But the idea of Bedikas Chometz is to find that taiva and then to destroy that taiva. Because as long as that taiva is within you, at the wrong moment it could come about. Just like when it comes to chametz, you have to burn it. It's not a matter of just thinking mafkiya, mabatal it. You have to destroy it. You have to burn it. That's the same idea. The ra that was within us.
How does equate it to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Is it just different terminology, or are you supposed to be doing something different, having charata and then doing tshuva? So are they just using different words, or is it basically the same thing?
Well, it's we're not talking about the process of tshuva per se. Obviously, you have to do tshuva, and the tshuva, when you do tshuva, you can do the same thing, charata, yeah. And kabbalah, and vidui, inachanami, that's the tshuva aspect. The Bedikas Chometz is saying, I want to go even a step further. Of course you have to do tshuva. I think he'll say this explicitly. Of course you have to do tshuva. But if you do tshuva and the character, you still have that character flaw within you, it could come about again.
Right.
So you know, it's like
the... You should do this Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur too,
man. Yeah, in Hanami. But the idea, it's not a unique, just like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's not a unique idea of tshuva. Tshuva is an entire year. It's just that Kaddish Baruch Hu is closer to you during that time, so that's why we talk about it. But it's still every day you have to do tshuva. Every day you have to wake up and do tshuva. And the same thing is this. But here is the idea that we're focusing on to understand the Biur Chametz, the Gula. The Gula, in order to have Geulas HaNefesh, you know, there's a Geulas Am Yisrael, there's also a Geulas HaNefesh of just each individual. To have a geulas and nefesh in each individual is what's required to do be making for it. I mean, you see this. I mean, you go to any, you know, the shows. Remember in West Wing, my favorite show of all time. So I forget his name. He was the right hand man to the president. So all of a sudden, it came later on. He had a very bad day, and he started to drink again, and he can't control himself. Right. I mean, that's a good Havana of this. You know, when it comes to a person who is an alcoholic, the alcoholic still has the taiva within him. He learns that he has to control it. He can never even touch it. But the taiva is there. So there's always the possibility for that to come out again. And that's the way we have to think about ourselves. Somehow, it's very difficult. These ideas... You have to understand, these ideas require you know, tremendous, tremendous amount of work on oneself in order to get to a certain level. You know, Rabbi Kelemer, I think part of Rabbi Kelemer's character was that he was very, very, very stubborn. Very stubborn. You couldn't get him to move on something once he made a decision. Where did he get such a thing? I think that was his character in order to be the tzaddik that he was. He never would give into it whatsoever. Whatever it was. But that's how a person has to be. In other words, he worked on his own character. My son Shua. I remember him telling me that, you know, he worked very hard. He had a tremendous problem with kas, with anger. He worked on himself. He worked on himself for many, many years to try to destroy this kas, this anger, the potential to become angry within himself. Vizel perish or la arba asah both kimasach chametz. Adat ze'itah b'yakutei Torah me'agoyin hakadosh Reb Chaim Vital. She'or la'arba eser merumas ha'esha adam nichnas l'shnosa yidala. This I heard once from one of Rabbi Lieberman's children. That he said in the name of the Rebbe. But this is earlier from the Reb Chaim Vital. That merumas ha'esha adam nichnas l'shnosa yidala. During your 14th year. She'otun yeh Yehudi. That's when he becomes, no, say when you're 13, that's when you become a Jew, meaning Bar Chiyuva. V'tzarach livdok es hachametz. Hainu she be'esha hu niyeh liyehudi tzarach livdok im yesh bekirgo adayin ezeche lekara. Because at that moment, as the child is now going to be a Baal Onshin, he has to work on his character. D'chol zman she'enu okra mekirbo eni yochel liyos yehudi shalom. What a beautiful idea. Every day when you're saying the bracha, Shalom Asani Goy. So tell me, do you have any character flaws within you that's similar to the Goyim? That were to say that simply is just not Jewish? You know, we say that, how do you know someone's Mizera Abraham? Because he's a Baal Chesed. So is there something within you that stops you from becoming really a Baal Chesed? If it's not a Baal Chesed, then it's a Baal. You know, the Rav Moshe, such as, you know, those of you learning Yevamos, Rav Moshe says, you know, what happens if a guy has relations with the Yisrael, so the kid's Jewish, but it's not a full-fledged Jew. There's something wrong. There's something missing. And Rav Moshe says, well, look at the character. You see, you know, the child in the essence take out the Jewish character, or does he still have a Goyish character within him? Kimochem b'yitzias Mitzrayim. B'skadesh chakha pesach amal Yisrael she'oz m'schadesh shekirusenu la'am ha'nifcha l'Hashem. This is when we became married. This is when we were taken to Kadosh Baruch Hu uvo ni'im Yehudim. Just like now, we are now becoming Bar Chiyuvas. We have to be mechapesh ourselves, our own our character flaws. Hainu es chelke hara shebo levaro kadesh yuchel liyos yudi hain es hachametz hanigla in yoni averis bepal. Whether the averis is something which everyone can see and you can readily apparently see. Even those things within you. How you observe this and do this, I don't know. I mean, the real Bali Musar. You know, it's like almost you have to sit down with a therapist, a psychiatrist, a psychologist to go through and see what are our flaws within us. We see it. I think most of us can recognize most of our own flaws. I never forget. Many years ago, it wasn't Rosh Hashanah talk. It wasn't Pesach, and someone from Young Israel. I remember I'm standing outside and talking, and he makes a comment like, I don't know how he put it. I'm a very good person. There's nothing for me to do tshuva for. Nothing for me to do tshuva for. And he is a good person. I mean, listen, everyone's a good person. Don't get me wrong. He's a good person, But to be able to say that is just so not in touch with yourself. There's so much that we could all, you know, better ourselves in so many, many, many different areas. You don't realize it. You know, I'll give an example. Someone in Chabad once said to me, listen, sometimes, you know, I'm on the way out and I'm thinking about something. Sometimes you're sitting and learning and you're thinking. And as you're going out and, you know, someone says good Shabbos to me, and I don't even make, it didn't register. Didn't register the person said good Shabbos to me. And he gave me a Misha Beirach, you know, he was very upset. I apologized, and now I always make sure to go over and say good Shabbos to him, etc., etc. But you know what? You don't realize that kind of a flaw that's within you. No, you have to make sure you were seeing something. There were so many people. Where was it that someone, I forget the Gemara, of someone was, one of the Tanayim, no, one of the Amorayim was suffering from some stomach ailment. He says, what did I do so terrible? And someone reminded him, don't you remember once that a woman came to see you, you were busy somewhere else and had to call you to get there? The Agnes Nefesh that this woman went through at that moment, that's what you're being punished for. Imagine, there's so many things that we do, we don't even realize it. You don't even realize that we say something, we're not careful enough. You know, that's something also that we had to learn from Rabbi Kelemer. And even Rabbi Kelemer, he still made mistakes. He was a human being. But how careful he was with his words when he spoke to someone. I remember once when we used to learn together. I don't know, he said something to me like, you know, Menachem, you know, I was much heavier in those days. And he said, you know, he was drinking Diet Coke. And he says, you know, you should also drink Diet Coke, you know, meaning it's good for your diet. And then he took himself back. Oh, you know, he was like, you know, I didn't mean to. He was afraid that maybe he insulted me, you know. I like Diet Coke. I don't like tradition. But in Achinami. But that's how careful he was. And that's how careful we have to be. You don't realize that you can still have something within you. Why is it that you didn't pay attention to this person? Why do you think this person is beneath you? Shara Shara. Hapara Rosh the Indian Hatam and Bechobo. Base. Ubodkin Lior Haner. Hu Adas Mashakotsev Ner Hashem Nishmasada. Tonight happens, by Shu said, is dedicated in Uli Nishmas, my father, of Imari Mordechai Mechaim Yosef Gersh. It's a yard site, it's a 24th yard site, but it's other base, you know. We hold both. You do, but the first, the Iker Yortzad is Adar Aleph, but you say Kaddish. Many say Kaddish also the second time. Ukidisa b'avodas Yisrael. So the ner is what Rosh Tovas Tevas Nishmas Ruach. V'hain b'mama Moreno is a Zechus Yigal Avinu Shenishmas Adam Tilamdenu. When you don't realize what's wrong with you, so when you're going through, when you're making the bedika, and you go as far as your hand can go into with the fire, with the nair, so for shimatzena mikoach nishmas adam tulamdenu. Nishmas Yehudi me'iralo mechavenes also. The neshama of the Yehudi enlightens you and shows you sheyedes anakuda ha'ikaris aslo. Uvesimen reishud kapel isa de leor haner hainu adas mashakosu ki ner mitzvah v'torasar. Shebekoach ha'torah v'hamitzvos bodkim esachametz. What does that mean? She'eitu ladas mahu ara hatamim b'tor. How do you find this out? By learning Torah. Who commanded Mizar Hakodesh Alapasik Ahoda Elo Chatoso? Man, come, how do you know? A Raisa commander. The Torah teaches you. What was that?
Michael, can you hear him? I can. Yes, I can. I hear him. Oh, okay. I lost my sound, but it's back.
Okay. Yeah, you went deaf. Haino Sharaka Yedei Shalome Torah Koachatora Modiyalosh She'inenu Misnai Karoi. Person doesn't learn Torah, person doesn't learn Mitzvah, listen, person doesn't understand what the halachas are. So how do you know what you're doing is wrong? How do you know? V'zehu perish or haner or haTorah b'ner haMitzvah. Also, why do or haner? Another beautiful understanding. Why are you mechapes for the chames l'or haner? What does it mean l'or haner? Or is Torah. So you're mechapes for studying Torah, for realizing the correct and the incorrect. You know, today we live in a time, I see this amongst frum people, yirei shamayim. But they have a problem. They have certain problems. They don't realize the concept of a divine ethic. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who decides what's right and what's wrong. It's not for us to decide. We go through the morals, you know, Socratic methods. We're going to go through, Thomas Hobbes to get that notice, or a Platonic notion of ethics. For the Jew, what is the ethics? The Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah. Shekoach HaTorah v'hamitzvos me'irim liyehudi ledas heichan hu hachamei shebekir bo sheyuchal levara. The Torah teaches you this is what's wrong. Hein hachametz ha'nira la'ayin v'hein hachametz ha'bilti v'nira she'ene yodam yomen v'chlal. I don't remember why I saw this. I mean, you have to take this, you know, very seriously through, you know, you want to be makbid. So a beautiful two or three examples. Maybe it's for next week, I don't remember. But two or three examples, you know, a person comes into a house, you know, they see that how careful you have to be, even when you're being shomer Torah and mitzvahs, you're going to be makbid. You want to be makbid in kibrutz. You want to be a makbid in, you know, kitnius. And so there's a story, you know, in the Hasidic house, someone from Germany comes in, never heard of any of the ideas of kibrutz. They gave him soup. So what does the guy do? It's like my father. When it came to soup, what did he do? He took his matzah and he tunkayint. He broke it up and threw it into the soup. Right? We didn't hold from kibrutz in my house. And nowadays I hold from I have a different chumrah that I've accepted. But so anyhow, so this guy from Germany is in a Hasidic home, and he takes his matzah, he breaks it, and throws it into the soup. And everyone says, oh my God, I started yelling at him, what are you doing? What are you doing? And the Rebbe says, after the finish, everyone finally come down, he says, you know, I want a little bit more soup. And what happened was that the German Jew, he was so, you know, taken aback. He didn't eat anymore. He was, like, scared. So he said, no, don't go to the kitchen to get me more soup. Our guest didn't want to finish it. I'll eat his soup. And everyone was looking at him. He said, what are you doing? What are you doing? What do you mean? Why you hold that you're not allowed to eat kibrutz? Yeah, it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. But look what you just said. You embarrass this individual. You embarrass them terribly. That's more important. V'yakein chometz yisur b'mashahu ki hu adas rikvon ha'posha rachmanos ha'megufa shaladam. You have to look at these things, excuse the example, but this character flaw, you have to look almost like it's a cancer. It's very small. But it can grow. She'ein nafkimina begodlo shal rakvam. Mekima shaholach mispashed umarkev as kulo, kemochen hachomet shehu shorish hara hapora the roshalana. Ein lo shia v'isser afilo mashu. Doesn't matter, even a mashu, you have to get rid of it. Ukemama ramreinu adenu rabenu, his father. It grabs onto you to a small thing. At the end of, I don't think it's in Hazinu, I think it's right before Hazinu, and it talks about Shuko Sehem, that they're discussing it, and it says, Eitz ve'even kesev azav, or a beautiful pashat, the first time a person does an aveira, is disgusting. It's eights. I can't believe I did it. Second time you do it, and you say, not so terrible. I got away with it. It's an Evan. Then already you start being moraheta for yourself. It becomes kesef. Before you know, what are you talking about? It's not asur. Kadosh Baruch Hu will understand. It's zav. That's how it works with you. You know, you allow something inside yourself. You don't get rid of it. It festers, and before you know it, it becomes your character. That's what I mean. They went to destroy it until Seir. they shouldn't leave a srid or pallet, anything left. Okay, turn the page. Gimel, I think this is our last piece. V'od yeshloma b'ofen acher. It's beautiful. You see how he's doing it? The Arba Asar. What is R? R is the Torah. Arba Asar is like the 14th year, the before you've noticed, but in order to be a Jew, in order to grow and to become, you know, to become part of Am Yisrael, you have to be bota, you have to look at your character, and you have to destroy it totally. The understanding is, what do you have to do? Acher inyan botkin b'chunim b'sadim. You go into all the nooks and crannies. Dekoya machshavas v'hurim ra'im. You think about the machshavas v'hurim ra'im. I remember hearing, I forget who told me, I'm forgetting his name. But he was in a hospital, and he told me Rabbi Moshe Weinberger was coming to see him. And Moshe Weinberger said, you know, when I was coming, I'm driving, he says, oh, I can't look. You know, he had the signs, you know, on the highway right before you get to the tunnel, and there's so much preachers here and there. He told me, I was laughing at first, you know, because I know Moshe's a kid, you know. But he's right. You know what? You understand the machshavos vehohurim, you know, you have to protect yourself. Certain things you can allow yourself to watch, and many things you have to be careful. You shouldn't allow yourself to watch. Why? Because these hehurim, these machshavos, enter your mind. Shehem kamayim chazal koshim me'avera. These thoughts are worse than the avera, because you're contemplating, you're thinking about it. You're finding all different ways, and it occupies your mind, it takes you away. Just like we said before, that when a person is polite the rot, so he can't take in, when a person has machshavas like this, what is happening? Your machshavas is stopping you from doing the Yavodas Hashem, and the machshavas prevent you. So what's going to be? There's no polite, you're boleya. You're taking in more and more and more of Yisurim. This is even more difficult to get rid of just the thinking it. Kamama Maran, Adenim Rabbeinu, Beparshat Tzav is Aharon. Beautiful idea. Peresh Rashi, Ain Tzav and Lushan Zeros. Tzav means zeros. Be careful, do it right away. Amr Rav Shimon B'Yosef Tzorach HaKosav L'Zariz B'Makam Sheyesh Chisaron Kis. You have to be even more zaris when you're going to lose money. Perish. Shezekoi amachshavos. We're talking about thinking. Sheyesh behem chisaron shehem mechusim v'nealomen me'ayin kol. It's covered. That's what chisaron is from the lashon of mechusim, carrying, of covering. Sheim averos befoa pa'amim shenimna adam le'asosam machbas asovim v'mosam. You know, when a person does an avera, you can get disgusted. You see, what was I doing? This is not me. How did I do such a thing? But when you're thinking about doing an avera, I'm just thinking about it. I didn't do anything. I'm just thinking about it. Aval ha-machshavos hein ne'alamos v'ish eini yodeim izeh. He doesn't realize how much this is affecting him. And you can go on every single day, and this is how you go about in life. You do the mispalel, you do your mitzvahs, but you have these machshavas ra'os within you. When you sit with other people, you don't know even know what they're thinking. And that's why Tzav is Aharon, be even more careful here. Zeu inyan botkin b'churim v'sadkin. This is what it means. Shekoy el machshavos hatmunos v'nanloma she'ish einu margish b'chom et shalom. A beautiful line. It says that you're checking in all of the corners, all the nooks and the crannies. You know what it's talking about? It's talking about your own machshavos. Your own ideas, to focus on it, to find something within you to see things that no one, you never even thought about. Uvezora kodesh isa b'chomer inyan ha-machshava. Machshava dov enosh reisha dekal. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of the evil. Umehi machshava ispashto arachon b'shvim le'isto azrachi b'hai alma u b'alma da'asi. Umehahi machshava, from that thought, that small thought, is nagev v'napik suhama de'yetzer zara la'avshalei l'kala. That's what's going to destroy you in the end. Umehi machshava ishtachu averos chatos uzadonos. Ubegin gachen, and this idea, reishet the kalik sivim ola karbono. Hainu lefisha ola ba'ala hira. Why do you, it starts off with the karbonola. What is the karbonola? The karbonola is also brought to be mechaper the machshavos. The machshavos in this world, you do not get punished for. You get punished for this in the next world. Interesting. But in this world, you don't. But the reason why you bring the karbonola is to say, I want to destroy these incorrect machshavos. Umachshavos hem rosh v'sharish kol aniyim haraim. Ukemosha ama mareinu. Al avonos said, what was the avonos of Shekayim? Shereishis ha-begam shelo ha-yibam machshav. It started with his thought process. Kidemo kasos v'yosha Hashem el hevel v'el min chaso v'el kayim v'el min chaso losha. His schil mekin, it started off with jealousy. I don't understand. What did I do wrong? Why is it Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him and not mine? This is one of the most difficult aspects that a person has that has kinnah. Do you understand there's such a chisorin in emunah when a person is makane someone else's success? Whatever it is, it's a tremendous chisorin in emunah. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have X amount of dollars. This is what's important for you. This is the perfect derech that for you to survive in this world. For him, for whatever reason, Kashba says, he should have a lot of money. The chisarin and amunis is saying, I understand. Why shouldn't I get it? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't think you deserved it. Or the Kadosh Baruch Hu thought this is best for you. When you question that, you're denying the role of Kadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. Shehisra mekina shehidava kal l'chora. V'giyim is that, so you're right, he was jealous. The only time you're allowed to have jealousy is called kina sofrim. You're allowed to have jealousy that another person put out a sefer. Causes you to put out a sefer. K'dei l'harog ez achav l'chein k'hachana l'chag ha-pesah sheyeh royim musha l'yos yehudi bodkin b'churin v'stakin v'ezkol enyonim ha-tmunim ben alam. V'yodjei shloma in your bodkin b'churin v'stakin shekoi ha-mitzvos chovos ha-lubavos. Shamavad mitzvah saseva lo saseva pol sheyesh b'torah. Besides all the fact, all the mitzvahs that you have to do in the Torah, yeshot chelek haTorah shehu chovas halavavos hakola kolin yemidos and mitzvos atulis b'lev. And then there is a whole section of mitzvahs that talk to you how a person should think. Sheheima yisod dechol hamitzvos. Kimo mitzvos amunas Hashem v'aves Hashem and yiras Hashem the vekus b'Hashem v'aves Yisrael. All of these things to be contemplated. How do I have a love for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a yira for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Avas Yisrael? How difficult it is to have Avas Yisrael. But Tzina b'Chazal, Hakina hataiva v'akavir motzina sa'adam in olam. V'lo amra kizos b'sham mitzvahs lo saseh. All the other mitzvahs, we don't say that. You know, the Mesha Chachma, I think I mentioned it last night. The Meshech Chachma says, you know, you notice the world wasn't destroyed for all of the different Isurim that they did. There were the Genev and Gezer, everything that they did wasn't so. What was the world destroyed for? Destroyed was because of their unbelievable sense of machlokas. Machlokas means that they were fighting with each other, that lack of unity. The Fisha Ilu Heyman Yanim Shachobas Alavavos. Sheish ain't a roa osam, but ish ain't a yodayim him. V'yitokin she'afu ba'atma gamkin ain't a yodayim him. He doesn't know himself about it. V'harehim motziim as a adam in olam. That's what it means. A person gets angry, he's ge'ilu oved avodah zarah. What does that mean? That's such a beautiful statement. What does that mean? Kol ha'koes ge'ilu oved avodah zarah. What are you getting angry about? This is what happened. This was done. If you believe that the Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, if you believe that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you what you deserve, or he's giving you things that are essence the Yisurin in order to bring you closer and closer to your purpose in this world, why would you get angry? Why would you get angry? Today I backed out of my driveway. I was thinking of a client. Got angry at the client because I shouldn't have been talking to him as I was backing up. I didn't see the truck behind me. I mean, I knew there was a truck there, you know, but I just didn't see it. It went into a little, you know, a little dent. So you could get angry. You could be angry at yourself. You know, why did, but that's that was, you know, kapara. This is what I deserve today. B'chol ha'mesgah ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. Shekol eilu ha'minyanei chovos ha'levavos chamurim yosem b'mitzvos ma'aseyos. Zehu ha'inyan bodkin b'churim v'sadkin. It's just, in other words, really what the idea which I want to explain tonight is the hachana, really, you know, there are many. We look when we're preparing for any chag. So what do you do? So for Pesach, what's the preparation for chag? Well, you go out. The next Friday or this Friday, we're going to bake our matzahs. Oh, so you can have matzahs now. Then we'll start cleaning the house, and we'll go through, make sure there's no chametz. We'll be over to buy yiroi, buy matzah. We'll kasha the house. We'll buy all the food, and we'll cook, and we'll get ready, and maybe we'll do a little bit of learning. We'll go through the Haggadahs and be ready to tell all of the Torahs in the night of the Seder. So really what the Nesiva Shalom and others are teaching us to say, okay, it's very nice. You have to do that. Otherwise, you're not going to have a Pesach. If you don't clean up, you won't be able to live in the house. If you don't buy the food, you won't nabatz, you won't be able to mekayim the mitzvahs. What is the essence of a preparation for a chag? What is the essence of preparation for Pesach? The essence of preparation of Pesach is to work on ourselves, to realize what's important in life, to create this notion of all of the character flaws, to investigate what the character flaws are and what's stopping me from becoming a better person. When a person does it, you know, even his mitzvahs are not going to do properly. I saw a beautiful story. I also saw this also, you have to go by all these different rabbis, you can also go by Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. But, you know, sometimes this rabbi is, you know, we try to be machmir, we try to be machmir to finish the Afikomen and even Hallel before Chatzos, especially the first night. But, you know, sometimes you get involved and you're talking, you're having a good time, you go through all the Haggadah, then comes the going through the Haggadah and you're singing and blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, you realize, oh my God, it's 20 minutes. 20 minutes of chatzos. So the story is told. So the Talmidim or the children get up and they start running to the kitchen to get all the food. You know, we'll eat very quickly and, you know, what we do. And the father or the Rebbe at this point says, no, sit down. Don't do that. But Rebbe, we're going to miss chatzos. I know we'll miss chatzos this year. But your mother, you know how much time she spent cooking? You're gonna rush the food in 20 minutes and then bench right away and then say Hallel, etc., etc. How bad is she going to feel? And that's what the Nesiva Shalom is saying. All of these things are more important. This is the Haskalah. I remember, and I'll end off with this. I remember, and it's such a Musa Haskel. There was someone who was, there was a bar mitzvah, I think it was bar mitzvah of a child. And the mother is a Giyaris. So her parents were in the audience. And it's young Israel. Rabbi Kellerman gets up and he starts speaking and he has to speak about her parents. What are you going to say? It's a Shema Torah mitzvah. What are you going to say? Beautiful. He says the Torah starts with Bereishis Bara Elokim. It starts with Adam. It starts with Noah. It tells all the stories. Why? Before you can be a Jew, you have to be a mensch. You have to be a mensch. He went up to Rav Moshe and he says, I want my child to be a Talmud Chacham. what do I do in order to make him into a Talmud Chacham? So Moshe says, teach him to be a mensch. Everything will follow. Everything will follow. If you have the proper hanhaga, if you have the proper character, and you really are a good person, everything is going to follow. After that, you'll be, don't worry about it. You'll be a shomer Torah, mitzvahs, you'll do the mitzvahs properly, but you have to have within you a love, an avos yeshua, a love for humanity, a love for other individuals, and to respect other individuals, and everything else comes naturally because that's what Torah is. Once you have the, once you create the kli, once you create the utensil, then the Or Hashem, the Or HaTorah, the Or of the Geula, everything, the, all of the lights, and then then all of a sudden, it naturally will find the receptacle inside of you. And that's how you grow. And that was what the Nesiva Shalom was saying, using the example, such a beautiful idea. I think now when you do B'dikas Chametz, you should think about it. You should think about it. Every aspect as you're doing it, not just simply find the Chametz. You want to think, I'm finding the Chametz, I'm looking for the Chametz within myself. Yiratzen, that once I can find the Chametz within myself, be able to mevayer, to destroy it, and to will help me to be to further myself in the Avodas Hashem, and so that your week should be Zocha for the Geula Shalema and Pesach. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh.